Good morning. Welcome back to Rosie on the House. Thank you for tuning in. Hey, we've got a report out of the Joint Center for Housing Studies. Homeowners are more comfortable investing in their homes right now. Consumer confidence scores are back to pre-recession levels. And since recent home buyers are traditionally the most active in the home improvement market, the growth in sales of existing homes is providing more opportunities for home improvement. So that's all great news. Of course, solar's been a big part of the home improvement investment the last 5 or 6 years. That's what we're talking about today. But I want to stay on the topic of alternative energy. I want to make sure people know our phone lines are open at 1-888-767-4348. But I want to talk a little bit about what we just touched on before break. Can we kind of go through the pros and cons of the wind turbine, wind generator system? We were talking about maybe spending $60,000 or more to be totally off-grid on a photovoltaic solar system. We're gonna on a wind generator,
yep.
We're gonna hone that and whittle the demand down as much as possible.
Right.
We're gonna use, I imagine, some propane. We're gonna propane everything we can, right?
Absolutely.
And so you can get the propane truck, come out and deliver it. But where am I gonna be investment wise for a modest wind turbine generating system?
Well, for an off-grid home, you're probably looking at somewhere in the, say, that it can start as low as say $3,000 or $4,000, and then go up to maybe $15,000, depending on how much you want to depend on, you know, to how you're going to parse up your energy supply by solar or wind. But I think you need to understand, and we need to talk about, let's see, what happens. The wind generators don't start producing power until the wind is about 7 miles an hour.
Okay.
So that's the cut-in point, typically. And then it is exponential in how it grows. And so by the time you get to, say, 10 miles an hour, you may be producing 15% of the wind generator's capacity. At 15 miles an hour, it's going to be producing 60% of its capacity.
Okay. All right.
So it just grows. And so even though it'll start at 7 miles an hour, it's not producing much power.
Okay. What does a solar-powered fan capable of blowing 30 miles an hour run?
Oh, ho, ho. Here's Romy thinking.
Right on the wind turbine generator.
Well, there's something about some of the laws of thermodynamics says you can't generate power, so you're going to lose something in the translation. But and then the other thing we have to deal with is that wind generators have to be up high where they can get laminar or smooth wind. That's where it's going to produce its best power. Most of the United States, Arizona has a very turbulent wind. Our wind comes in gusts. It's affected by the mountains around and
sure.
the hills. And so we don't have these large flat areas where the wind can come just smoothly across. And so anytime the wind gets, you know, very turbulent, or it's really low, we're really not producing a tremendous amount of power. So in order to incorporate wind, you need to be out in a large flat area where there's consistent wind flow. We also find that wind is very seasonal. So in the spring, there's going to be lots of wind, but in the summertime, short of any of the monsoonal activity, it's pretty still.
It can be.
But at the same time, the sun's shining pretty well then, so that's where we have to do our balance. Most of the customers have probably 10 to 15% of their power is produced by wind.
Okay.
The advantage of wind, of course, is that it can be windy all day and all night and all day.
Yes. Okay.
Versus just coming and being sunny during the day.
All right. The downside in my mind is the vault, the battery vault storage. I mean, you've got to have a pretty significant battery vault somewheres in the house.
Right. I mean, just this week I put in a system down in Tombstone. The batteries are $900 a piece.
How many did you put in?
We just put in 4.
Okay.
But they're pretty good size batteries, but you know, batteries are expensive to get the good batteries, and they take up a lot of room. And in most instances, unless you're getting some of the AGM or some of the advanced batteries, require monthly maintenance. So there's always something you have to do. You have to check to see are the water levels okay.
Okay. Is that the summation of the monthly maintenance, just checking water levels, or is there more to it than that?
Well, I have more of a Zen approach with batteries, and that is you've got to kind of talk to them and tell them that you really care for them and you have to pay attention to them.
So it's kind of
silly.
So it's kind of like a plant. You have to talk to them.
Right,
You have to water them.
You have a lot of money invested, and you don't want to turn your back on your batteries and assume everything's going to be okay whenever you need them.
Okay, so it may be off the grid, but it is not zero maintenance.
Correct, absolutely.
Okay, well, I want to talk a little bit about methane, but we've got a caller here, a couple of calls here. Let's see if we can get to the callers. Romy, who are we going to bring in first?
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Bruce in Tucson with On Solar. Welcome to the program, sir.
Good morning, folks. Hey, most solar UV solar panels are just silicon-based. Where are the gallium ones, the ones that have up to 19-20% efficiency?
Well, actually, we've got some. Bruce, that's a really good question. And the technology behind the development of the photovoltaic cell is really getting a lot of effort right now. There are some, I mean, you're right. Most of it is still silicon-based because it's a great substrate. It's a great material to hold all of those dopant chemicals in to be able to make the photovoltaic process go. So we are seeing, I think, the Global Solar had us gallium-based product, and indium as well. So there's other things coming on, but it's easy to produce, and with the cost that they've got the silicone-based product to, I'm not sure that any other new technology is going to be able to get a foot in the market until we get some lower cost manufacturing costs.
Yeah, the Germans have a flat plate Stirling engine, 45% efficiency.
Well, and they also, fortunately for them, maybe unfortunately, they're paying like four times as much for electricity than we do. So there's a lot of financial motivation for them to try to get that. There's a lot of great technologies out in the industry right now. But in our market, especially in the United States, where we have cheap energy compared to most of the world, it's a very high threshold to get over to be able to get it into the market and get it used to a big enough extent that we can actually see some manufacturing scales to be able to reduce the cost.
Interesting. And I want to get we're going to break to our digital newsroom segment that we do every single week right now, where Romy catches us up on the feedback from last week's show and other input that he gets through the week that is particularly interesting or pertinent to the topic or just generally interesting. But there's a side of me that's putting off buying solar anything, solar water heater, solar photovoltaic, because whatever I buy today is going to be obsolete next month. I want your opinion on that when we get back. Romy, let's go to the digital newsroom and see what you've got for us this particular week, my friend.
Ruth has something interesting. It was more of a tip that she got from having to experience Bobcat, a mom and two babies moving onto the roof of the home. Can you imagine not only just having a Bobcat around, but one protecting two babies?
There you go.
So, very simple. Soaked rags in ammonia and strung it around. Smell drove them nuts, and they disappeared.
Okay.
So, ammonia-soaked rags if you are struggling with bobcats in your area. Brandon writes in and wants to know how to get on our referral network. He's been a listener for a long time, and he hears us referring calls here and there. Brandon, it's kind of a long process. We were actually talking with someone with this last night. It's not necessarily an invite only, but as room is available. You're hearing Solar Store right here and with us from the Tucson area, and they are servicing all of our Tucson residents there very efficiently, and there's no reason to add another solar company for the Tucson market in the sense that we are a supply and demand type company. And he's particularly asking for air conditioning in Phoenix, but we have Hendel's, we have Knight Air Conditioning, we have Integrity Air Conditioning, we have a couple others that work in the energy efficiency industry. So we look at your industry, we look at your area, we look at how our current our current referral network partners are servicing our listeners, and that is kind of an equation that we put together to determine how to enter, and then we put you on a waiting list. In the Phoenix metropolitan area, for air conditioning on the waiting list, there are 23 companies waiting to get in line, and we would be happy to add you to the 24th. So it's a very meticulous process. We work very hard to protect all of our listeners, which brings me to air conditioning in Casa Grande, Desert Sun Heating and Cooling, and we have a why this one was interesting is because they were in Maricopa. All of our Casa Grande partners do service the Maricopa area. It's about a 20-mile difference in those, and they do service very well. Still on topic of air conditioning, a testimonial for Al and Green Valley wanted to just thank us for Green Valley Heating and Cooling, and what a nice truck. Polite and intelligent, well-groomed man showed up, fixed my air, and was gone in 45 minutes. So Green Valley Heating and Cooling, one of our newest air conditioning partners. Talk about a slick operation.
Slick operation.
That is a very – not only are their trucks and their people that well and groomed, but their office and their warehouse is where they do all their tin bending as well. Testimonial here for service – old-fashioned service that Mark got from Frost Appliance. He thought he was going to have to get a new cooktop. The lady walked him through it over the phone. He reset it and was cooking in minutes. When we're talking about opening in the referral network, Ray and Lake Havasu need someone to build a carport. Do you know a general contractor in Lake Havasu? That is an opening we have. If you know somebody or in that area along the river run. Finally, Michael writes in and says he's getting a newly built home. And he wants to do it right with a water softening system. And he has his dream list here. Good tasting, purified, soft, no salt, no backwash, no maintenance.
Challenging there. Yeah. He's got some challenging criteria there.
I wrote him back and let him know that 4 and 5, if he wants the true essence of salt, probably isn't realistic. And he needs to go with a traditional system if he really wants to affordably get soft water. You know, everything's going to come with some kind of maintenance. We were talking solar energy and the wind turbines and the battery powers. Well, those take maintenance. I mean, a lot of these things still take maintenance. So we walked through it and walked through his systems, and a traditional soft water system is really the only thing that's going to provide the soft water he's looking for. I was looking through this, and yeah, I wonder if maybe in the past he just rewrote this from a different one ad. You might have put an ad out, you know, looking for a good woman, pure, soft, no salt, no backwashing, maintenance free. I bet you didn't get that either.
Now.
On the topic of solar industry, here today at Rosie on the House, phone lines are blinking all busy right now, so we're going to get to calls. We're going to have to take a short break here and know that as we take care of the calls, you can try and squeeze in at 1-888-767-4348 right here at Rosie on the House.